Network. Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Another day, another story. Out of Israel has, I'm trying to get to my note here. I don't need my notes. Forget it. So anyhow, in the last 24 hours, Israel has bombed 40 Hezbollah dens in Lebanon, jets destroying their bases, targeting specific structures, military targets jets have been targeting high officials in vehicles. Compounds, half of the Hezbollah command officials have been killed. 50% of Hezbollah's command officers have been killed in Lebanon in the last 24 hours. Over the weekend, Israel responded viciously to Hezbollah in Lebanon, terrorist forces in Syria, in the Damascus area, in Iran, Israel, there was a campaign, excluding what the United States has been doing. But at the end, Sunday night, their time, the terrorists in the surrounding nations realized that they don't have a chance against Israel's technology, resolve, and objectives. And that's excluding what happened in Rafah. Israel, there comes a point, a tipping point. Israel is on the other side, on the downside of this war. Hezbollah, Hamas, the other terrorists, they finally realize that they are no longer, to some degree, a threat. The only threat they can really, the threat would be all of them attacking Israel at the same time, a unit attack. Israel's Air Force has been hunting down the Hezbollah commanders and striking their positions throughout southern Lebanon and deeper into Lebanon. The IDF killed 6 Hezbollah brigade level commanders in one shot. 30 battalion level Hezbollah commanders have also been assassinated, totaling 40 roughly. Israel is adamant on wiping out Hezbollah. They continued to hit observation posts early this morning. These Israeli strikes were in succession. they'd go in, and there was go in, hit their targets, leave, turn right around, come back, hit again, leave, right, come back again. There was no pause. It was just continual until all of the positions and the officials were struck. Benjamin Netanyahu, the pressure is, as you might say, off of him. He is free now to conduct business. There is within Israel, the protests haven't ended, but for the most part, with the victories that Israel attained over the weekend and what has been happening, the Jewish people pretty much have been pacified because they realize that this is necessary for the IDF to win these battles once and for all. There was the terrorists, the Hamas, a PLO, I don't remember which group, stated what they wanted to do is, we want a 5-year halt to Israel's war efforts. There's not going to be a 5-day halt. They're dreaming. A 5-year halt to these operations? Do you realize what they can do in 5 years to rearm, regather, strategize the next assault on Israel? It would be fatal. It would be a fatal assault. Israel, the next time, wouldn't have a chance. Israel, this time, have gained such momentum that it has demoralized the all of the terrorists in Lebanon, in the surrounding area, within Israel, in the West Bank, in the Gaza. The spoils of this war, there are spoils of war, and the spoils of this war, Israel will regain all the territory they gave away, what was it, in 2005, the Gaza Strip. Israel is going to regain that territory. The UN is protesting, the United Nations Security Council protesting, terrorist groups protesting. Those are the big protests. It won't matter. Israel, the spoils of war, the victories of war, they're going to regain access to their land along the southern Mediterranean. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall aspen clumps are just $119.99 each. 3-year-old Cheyenne Privet Hedge now gets 6 for $306. 6 to 8-foot spring snow fruitless crab apple now $139.99. At the Tree Farm,
come see. You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. Hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is.
And some of the college campus protesters are being taken to jail. Many people are happy about that. People who like justice, love justice, they're being taken to jail. Was it Emory University where was it they were? They camped out, and I think 4 a.m. this morning, the sprinkler systems came on and drenched them. Gave them a little bit of, gave them a little reality check. So Israel is now on the side, well, the momentum that Israel has in the Gaza war, in Lebanon, this was a big blow to Lebanon this morning. This was massive. This was major. This has put a, this is a wake-up call to Iran, to all the Arab nations, to King Jordan, or to King Abdullah of Jordan. Abdullah of Jordan doesn't want to be brought into this conflict. But you see, King Abdullah, if he should be assassinated, whoever replaces him is going to take the Hezbollah or the terrorist armies in Jordan. And presently right now, it's 70 to 80% of the Jordanian people want the king to help the other terrorists in Syria, Lebanon, and the Gaza Strip in the West Bank to help their Arab comrades, the terrorist groups, to attack Israel. If something happens to Abdullah, if he's assassinated, if he's replaced, he won't be replaced. He's going to have to be assassinated. But should he be assassinated, Jordan will immediately, whoever is a king of that country, they are going to join with the other terrorist groups in the region to attack Israel. It's going to happen. Is Abdullah going to be assassinated for that to happen? I don't know. But either way, whether he is king or whether he isn't the king, Jordan is going to begin to respond. This was a big victory for Israel today. 50% of the commanders in Hezbollah's army taken out in one day. Russia would like to be a little more proactive in Syria, but Israel can't. I'm sorry, Russia. Russia would like to be more proactive, but Russia can't. Russia has its hands tied in Ukraine. There was an attack on the Crimean Bridge. This was an attack by the United States of America on that bridge 2 days ago. It wasn't Ukraine. It was just like the Nord Stream pipelines. It wasn't Ukraine. It was the United States of America. With the Crimean Bridge, this was the United States of America. This is an attack. This is a declared war against Russia. The American people still don't realize this is a war, an American war, using NATO and Ukraine as a battleground against Russia. We're not going to destroy Russia. Russia won't be destroyed until Russia, along with other nations, move to present-day Jordan to take Israel, to possess Israel. And what they're going to try to possess is present-day Jordan. Israel doesn't own Jordan yet. Israel hasn't acquired the real estate of present-day Jordan. Israel is going to acquire Transjordan before this war is over. Israel is going to acquire, take back the Gaza. That will be part of the spoils of war for Israel. Israel is going to destroy, demolish, eradicate, make invisible Hezbollah in Lebanon. And the government of Lebanon will retake their nation. In Syria, Israel is going to destroy Damascus, the center, the heart of that Syrian nation. Israel is going to take over and expand east of the Jordan River in the Transjordan area. That will be Israel's land. In Psalm 83, Asaph had a vision 3,000 years ago and a prayer. God, your enemies hate you and they hate your people. They want to erase the name of Israel from among the languages of the world. And he mentions every single active enemy in the war against Israel presently, and even mentions the present-day Jordan, the children of Lot, and the son of Jacob. They're going to attack Israel. But at the end of the chapter, Psalm 83, God is going to protect the women and the children. And God says, and Asaph says, and they, these enemies, will know you. They will know you, meaning these enemies will know how Israel and who is behind Israel in this war. It is the God of Israel. And also Psalm 83 makes it very clear that all of the nations of the world are going to also be made aware of the fact that the God of Israel is behind Israel, and no one is going to interfere with the prophecies that God stated were going to happen in this war. God is going to punish the ancient enemies of Israel that have afflicted, murdered, taken captive, raped the Jewish people for the last 3,700 years. And the whole world right now is in an uproar. In this country, on the universities, you have Jewish hatred. On these programs in the past, I have talked about there will come a time in the future where the anti-Semitism in America would be exposed. It is open now. The hatred of the Jewish people among young people, young liberals, is evident. But it says also in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 12, the world, the people of the world, they are going to put a halt to the flood that comes out of the mouth of the dragon to destroy the Jewish people internationally. And the Jewish people are going to return. Many millions are going to return to the Middle East. They have to have an area to go to. Present-day Israel won't hold all of the Jewish people that are going to begin to relocate to the Middle East. So Israel needs more territory. Well, that territory is Jordan. And for the Christian people that know Bible prophecy, this word will help you to understand present Jordan, Petra. Petra, the place of shelter for the Jewish people when the abomination of desolation or the Antichrist appears in Israel. We're witnessing, and we are, the world is, God is speaking to the world. He is making himself known. And the Arab people are going to be the first to know who they're fighting against. Yes, they're fighting against the Jewish people, but behind the Jewish people is the God of Israel. This is one of the ways in which God wants our generation to realize we are in the decade before Christ returns. We are in that decade. We're not waiting for that decade to come. That decade is not in 30 years, 40, 50, 60 years, a century. No, we are in the final decade. And one of the main signs early in that decade is Psalm 83, the war in Gaza, in Lebanon, Syria, and present-day Jordan, and some of Saudi Arabia, Western Saudi Arabia. And then soon after this war comes another war. Albert Pike predicted certain wars, World War II, 1, 2, 3. Albert Pike doesn't know anything. Anything he got came from the Bible. The Bible makes it clear there are numerous wars, not 1, 2, or 3. The final war, mentioned clearly in the Bible, is in Revelation chapter 16, Armageddon, the war of Armageddon. That's the final war. But between that war in the future up about 8-9 years and to the present day, we have the war in Gaza, in the Middle East, war in Russia. And Russia and and China declared war on the United States in 2002. And the United States knows. We are fully aware that we are at war with Russia and China. And Russia and China have made it clear they're going to win that war against America by destroying the petrodollar, by destroying the dollar, the U.S. dollar. And they're doing a very good job of it. Even in this country, Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve, we know that the dollar is losing its value, its power, its hold on the nations. And right now, the United States, any nation that is trying to escape the grip of our financial hold through the petrodollar is under attack. Uganda, Venezuela, Mexico eventually wants to be part of a different currency trading network. And that network was put together by Vladimir Putin with Russia, joined by China, India, Brazil, South Africa. And the United States is at war with the nations, any nation that tries to de-dollarize becomes a target and is sanctioned by the U.S. The whole world is going to be sanctioned by the United States of America. The Present Truth Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that.
On Tuesday, in the beginning of the fourth hour, during the fourth hour on the Alex Jones program, Tom Rentz was talking about the Uniparty. And I thought it was a very fascinating program. what Tom Renz had to say, the Uniparty. And the Uniparty, the Democrat and the Republican Party working together, separate from MAGA, the wishes of the American people. Mike Johnson, is he part of the Uniparty, working with the Republicans to pass this bill, $96 billion? That doesn't include $300 billion that the United States has sanctioned, that the United States has taken from Russia, seized Russian assets, and behind the scenes, most likely, they are using the $300 billion that we don't know about in Ukraine. People in the Uniparty, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party that are the same party, they are a cabal, and they are working and have worked together for 120, 40 years to control America, to control and to take over the world. Many people in the Republican Party, good people, great people, honest people, Christian people, don't realize they are supporting an occult system. You could say that in the Democrat Party, there are a great percentage are in the occult, serving Satan, secret societies. But let's don't be fooled. In the Republican Party also, there is a percentage, high percentage, that are also occultists, masquerading as conservatives. The Uniparty is a system of employees of the devil. And the voters on both sides, Democrat and Republican, don't realize that the people they elect, that they trust, put their hopes in, are members of a coven, covens, societies, employees, not of the American people, but of Diablo. The Uniparty. And it is the Uniparty in this country that is protecting the families that have ruled this country since the end of the 1800s. These rulers, there are dominant rulers in the families. There are less dominant. But in that group, that family of extremely wealthy dynasties, they're part of a protected class. They are the rulers of a nation, and they're a protected class. Who protects them? Well, spiritually, they're protected by the devil. And practically, they're protected by not the Constitution. They're protected by a different set of laws, by a different set of judges, court systems. They're free from, they are for the most part, free from ever being prosecuted for any of their crimes. And what they have done, these people, these families, they have also protected the their fellow, families that are employed by Lucifer in other nations. And the best example I can give you is Operation Paperclip. The people that came over on Operation Paperclip, the Nazis, yes, they were educated, they were the top in their fields. They were the best engineers in weaponry, science, every science, pharmaceuticals, but they were the top in the occult. There were families that had been sworn from generation to generation to serve the kingdom of darkness, the prince of darkness. And the families in this country were sworn by spiritual principles in Satan's kingdom to protect these people. And they are in this country, and this country now is ruled by this group of people who are employed by the Prince of Darkness. So what does that mean for the man on the street? It means that you are going to be part of their coming ruling system. And that system is in Revelation chapter 13. And nobody, the pastors of this land, the pastors who are should be the watchmen of this country, they don't understand what I might be presenting to you, what I am presenting to you. They don't understand it. Because that's not their world. But the book of Revelation makes it very clear that there will be a land, a country, that these people will rule, a country that is in their hands, in their care, and they are to accomplish what the employer that has employed them demands of them, and that means wars, diseases, hunger internationally. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is the world that is coming to this country. Compliments of the Uniparty. Millions of Republicans that have sent their finances to the Republican Party are going to now, or will soon, and are maybe now, realizing they've been betrayed. The Uniparty is part of continuity of government. The Democrat Party is part of continuity of government. The Republican Party is part of the continuity of government. The MAGA, an independent party of the country voters, are not part of that system. The Uniparty make sure that the right laws are passed, the right bills introduced. And Mike Johnson, what did he just do? He extended what was this, a Patriot Act, a surveillance on the American people. I think it was last week I asked a question, or was it early this week? Was it Monday? Is Mike Johnson, is he New World Order? Is he a member of the global society? Or is he a dominionist? Or is he both? Is he both? And is he a Uniparty member? Ron Paul, he said that Section 702 authorizes warrantless surveillance on foreign citizens. When the FISA Act was passed, surveillance state boosters promised that 702 warrantless surveillance would never be used against the American citizens. However, intelligence agencies have used a loophole in 702, allowing them to subject to warrantless surveillance any American who communicated with a non-U.S. citizen who was a 702 target. Despite the fear-mongering by Mike Pence and others, as well as the opposition of both President Biden and Speaker Johnson, the amendment failed to pass by only one vote. The amendment would have passed had Speaker Johnson not cast a rare floor vote. So Ron Paul is not too heavy on Mike Johnson. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is reported to have bragged to his colleagues about how easily Speaker Johnson gave Democrats everything they wanted and asked for nothing in return, Paul noted, adding that Johnson reached across the aisle, stiffed the Republican majority that elected him Speaker, and pushed through a massive gift to the welfare, corporate welfare state, passing a massive aid package for Ukraine and Israel. Well, like I've stated, that America must assist Israel. We are going to assist Israel, and we will continue to assist Israel. We don't necessarily have to support Ukraine, but we do support Ukraine because what is the percentage? Is it like 30 to 40% of the money that goes to Ukraine ends up in the military-industrial complex? Great portions of this package is going to end up in the pockets of the Uniparty, in the pockets of the Democrats and the Republicans. And again, these many of these members in the Uniparty are employed by Diablo. The only way that the people in the book of Revelation, it's the God, the way Christ and the way that the scripture was put together and the teachings of Christ and the revelation that Christ gave John the apostle is very simple. There are many details, but the concepts are very simple. In the book of Revelation, you have God bringing in a new Jerusalem, and you have Diablo building an empire, a great empire, the capstone of his empire, the United States of America. So Antichrist is building the kingdom of darkness, and God is building the New Jerusalem. Very simple. And each Christ has employees. The devil has employees. And the devil, I say, employs many in the Uniparty movement. People wouldn't maybe necessarily view the Uniparty in the fashion that I do, but I see these people being involved in secret societies in the occult, whereas maybe others wouldn't understand what I'm saying. Nevertheless, the fact is, there is a Skull and Bones, there is Freemasonry, there are Jesuits, and there is the occult in this country. I believe many are in the Uniparty movement of this country, protecting the kingdom of darkness. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, be right back.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah, yeah. Then it's all in your fellas.
The backstabbers, the Uniparty. The backstabbers of the United States of America. And like Tom Rantz stated in the Alex Jones segment, that he had quite a bit to say about the Pfizer vaccinations, and he wasn't... They tried to, you know, stop his... to hinder, interfere with what he had to say. But he said when he started talking about the Uniparty, then social media, the attack began. And I was going to say with the Uniparty, I will tell you that they together jointly are writing, have already written a new constitution for the United States of America. The constitution as we know it is extinct. It is being replaced, and very shortly it will be completely be replaced by the new constitution. I think it was during the 2019 campaign that Barack Obama was campaigning for Joe and had behind him the Constitution, the Declaration of the United States of America. And in red, there were two words or three words, writing the Constitution, writing the Constitution. What is this writing the Constitution? He was telling the American people that there is a group of people that are writing the new plan, the new Constitution, the new laws for the United States of America and for the American people. It's already happening. I believe it's already written. They're going to completely destroy the Constitution of this country. And when the next individual that comes in to replace Donald Trump is still the president, the person that's going to follow Biden, the Constitution, the new Constitution will have been written. Will it be enacted, put in place immediately? I don't know. That I can't tell you. But it's already written. So this is what's coming to this country. The American people are unaware of what's happening, unaware of what the Uniparty has done to this country, unaware that the Uniparty, these people are in secret societies, and they are employed by the devil. But the American people are beginning to wake up. Until next week, oh, I'm sorry, we're not done yet. We have one more day tomorrow. I'll visit with you tomorrow We'll see what happens overnight. Podcasts are 1360KHNC.com. The Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.